Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me hear.
Man, like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Well, good morning, mercy. You call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace.
Henry, alongside Cardinal Mills, Matrice Nesbitt, Donna Brown, and already we have Leon Francis and Sister Kathleen there with us. And of course, not to be outdone, we have Mr. Dennis Heat out of Southern California, still in his PJs, but he'll be doing the sports, and if anything, we'll be having him coming in to take care of the Antigua Care. That's at 10:45. So we say good morning, and without any further ado, let's just go ahead and get Sister Kathleen to say good morning and to lead us in prayer. And Leon with his prayer list. Because you know, when prayers goes up, the blessings come down. Good morning, Sister Kathleen.
Good morning, Brother Ivor. How are you?
I am doing very well. I'm really elated, especially what I have to say about yesterday's event. That's the birthday boy. But we'll take it in prayer first.
Okay, great. Good morning, radio audience. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another blessed day as we enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. We ask you, Lord, to settle our hearts and minds and remove any hindrances in Jesus' name. that would impact what you're saying to us today from this podcast. We pray that the prayers, music, and all edification will be to your honor and glory. Bless us all to enjoy and be blessed by the podcast today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Good morning, Brother Leon, and how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm fine. I have a good morning to you. I had to change my medium this morning. I had a hiccup, but nevertheless, I'm on. Good morning to all the panelists and, of course, all your listeners and ones who look forward to this show every Saturday morning. Pleasant day in my neck of the woods. I hope wherever you guys are, you are experiencing similar weather conditions.
Yes, well, I can see you survived last week's Saturday birthday event, and as usual,
yes,
good to have you with us. So I'm going to ask you to continue with your prayer list and your prayers.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much for this opportunity, Ira. Good morning all again. Just wanted to say what a wonderful day we have. We're going to thank, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you for providing us with another wonderful day. Pray that you let it stay this way, that most people who aren't in a position to have conditions like this will experience some pleasant peace in life. Lord, we go thank you for this show this morning. We want to bless the show and ask that you touch the lives of those who are preparing it, and of course host Iba, Cardinal Murchis, Lynette, David, Dennis, and who is in California, not in his PJ this morning. He's up and running, Lord. Thank you for him. We pray for all the others who aren't able to hear it, but might be able to hear it a little later on, as they can retrieve the episode. Mainly, Lord, we are very concerned about some of our brothers who are going through some temporary setbacks, namely Dr. Leroy Lashley, his daughter Lisa, Bobsy Nisbet, and her daughter Merchies, Connie Whitley, Ellie Matt, Everett Carter, Oliver Solomon, Elkamita Willett. Lord, we ask that you bless him and let the hearts of those who are responsible for giving this honor that is due to him, Lord. We ask you to continue to heal my brothers and sisters, Wentworth Francis, Godward Francis, Telbert Francis, and Julian Francis. Lord, we ask that you put your healing touches on Dennis Kellman, Joseph Gunthrop, Mona Daniel, Fillmore Hallpike, Earl Stevens, and my loving niece, Jeanette Hughes. Lord, touch Dr. Roger Brown, who has been up and running, but you know, in times like these, we still need some help, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you touch Brother Linford McKenzie and our sister, Dawn Steiner. Lord, we also ask that you touch all those who have not expressed their concerns, but are struggling with some concerns which have not been expressed by us. We look forward, Lord, to another day of wonderful show, led by Brother Ivor Henry, and hope that today's show will be one to remember. Bless each person. Thank you for the opportunity that you have afforded us to make this show possible. And we pray it will continue to be one without any interference. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Yes, thank you for that, Glenn. Thank you, thank you. And let's now turn to Donna B. over there in New York City, to be followed by Mertrice Nisbet. The folks want to hear your voice.
Yes, good morning, good morning, good morning from New York City, where we have overcast conditions this morning. We just read that we probably may get some rain. Yes, so getting a little bit on the chilly side now. We are out of summer, moving into fall, so we expect temperature changes. Good morning to Leon. Good morning to Kathleen and Dennis, whoever is listening at this time, and Mercedes. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Dan.
Okay, Moses,
good morning.
Go ahead, we need to hear how Mama Bugs is doing as well. And, of course, we need to hear about you as well. Yeah, so how are you?
Well, me?
Yes, how are you?
Good morning, everyone, each and every one. This morning, doing a little better, but still in a lot of pain. My mom is doing okay, but except for her walking. So we are hanging on to prayers and thanking Jehovah for life. It's a beautiful, chilly morning, and I just have to adapt to all of those. How are you?
Okay, well, give Mommy Bobsy our love and best regards, and that foot will just, you know, come around. I mean, she still have life, so that's very important. Okay? Well, thank you for that.
Thank you.
Okay, well, folks, 850-459, would that be Leanne again? Leanne, that's it? I would think. Okay. Of course, folks, you know, we're here every Saturday morning from 9 to 12, but we do have an itinerary, so let's do a little housekeeping. The first hour is our inspirational portion, which we would have started, and at 9:30 we're going to have a word of inspirations. The captain would at least come your way to inspire us even a bit more, and she will close it out just about between 10 minutes to the hour. Between 10 and 5 minutes, you will just dismiss it out of this section. Then we're going to have Dennis. We're going to summon Dennis for sports this morning at the top of the hour. That's 10 o'clock. By then, he would be changing from his short pajamas to his long pajamas. Never know, but he'll bring us sports at the top of the hour. I'll have the honor of bringing birthdays, anniversaries, and things that would have taken place at this date. And that will be coming compliments, Mr. Only Watson. That's my Ruby son. He would have compiled those. If Cardinal's voice is up and running, I'm sure he'll want to greet his many fans. He was a bit under the weather for the past 2 weeks. This week is much better. I can report that, but still maybe don't want to be audible on air. As he says, he has to try to keep the broadcast to its standard. So that's what to do when you have a reputation. You have to maintain it. But Brother Cardinal, well, we're still praying for you and hope that you'll be back, not just quickly, but in full force, back to your normal self. But nonetheless, he'll be up and listening. Kathleen, that's from the USVI. She dubs this her favorite portion, and she gravitates to it and says, this is her portion, even though I try to bring on other persons into the inspirational portion. But mutual understanding, I told her we have to share. So a lot of people share this. You can hear Leon singing in the background a lot of times. And Sister Kathleen would say, oh, how I enjoy the WOW and the FBA choir. But nonetheless, we always bring you something around the clock. We'll have the Antigua Care. They'll be in at about 10:45. If there's no live representation from them, Dennis again will be summoned to the fore to take care of them. Of course, we'll have an open line type, as usual, from 11 o'clock until 12 o'clock, whether it's musical interlude, whether it's topic of the day, what have you. You can just call in 563-999-3693. All we ask you to be respectful of yourself and others, and you just push the one and you become audible. I would urge you to be as brief as you can, but organize yourself. Write down if it's a question or if it's a comment so that you can just say what you have to say. If it's a question, we try to provide answers. But all we ask is that be respectful of yourself and others. And without any further ado, I think we would have done all our housekeeping here. We'll probably go into the portion that most people really like. about we continue with Jason Crabb, Daystar, and I think I should pull up the Doe Brothers version of it also. Daystar.
Let your love shine through me. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the
make it right. what's wrong and make it right.
Death shall shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
This has to do with us. Version of The Star. We started with Jason Crabb and the Doe Brothers, the Right Out of Nevis, right here for those who are inquiring. Three brothers come together and singing for us. Well, we're making our way down to the 9:30 when we have the inspirational portion there again by Sister Kathleen. So let's see, can we get another Doe Brothers? Let us go and redeem ourselves. willing to inspire us with some words.
Okay, thank you, Brother Ivor. Our inspirational thought for today comes from Psalm 62, verses 8 and 9. Trust in him, meaning God, at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. As you ponder upon the words, trust in him at all times, and pour out your heart before him, let's go back to the beginning of Psalm 62 and see why we must trust in God at all times and pour out our heart before him. In Psalm 62, a psalm of David states, verse 1, truly my soul silently waits for God. From him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. By the way, I will be reading specifically from verses 1 to 8. Going back to verse 2, he only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will you attack a man? You shall be slain, all of you. Like a leaning wall and tottering fence, they only consult to cast him down from his high position. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. My soul waits silently for God alone, for myself. My expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. And God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Now, we know God already knows every trial and circumstance we are facing, but he desires for you and I to come to him and talk to him about it. God wants us to help. God wants to help in every concern we focus on. He wants to cultivate your faith and mind instead of us struggling with distress and no resolve. The reasons we must trust in him are the following. First, as David states in verse 1, truly my soul silently waits for God. From him comes salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. My brothers and sisters, God is also our defense. He is our protector. As Isaiah 54, verse 17 states, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Do you see God as your protector? Do you see him as sovereign, great, powerful, and mighty? How you perceive God will determine if you trust God. Second, to trust God at all times means, as David states in verse 5 of Psalm 62, my soul waits silently for God alone. My expectation is from him. That means you're waiting for the Holy Spirit to speak to you, to lead you and guide you in the right direction. If you are God's sheep, you hear his voice. Jesus says in John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Romans 8:28 states, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. God doesn't want us to be anxious about anything, as Philippians 4:6 points out, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. A third reason to pour out your heart before him is because he is a refuge for us, stated in Psalm 62:8. A refuge is a place people can fall back to in times of hardship or danger. No matter what happens, we know we are safe in the Lord's hands. When we say God is our refuge, we are saying we make him our dwelling place and abiding place, regardless of how hostile our current circumstances are. We shelter in him. So let's be mindful to trusting God at all times today and throughout the week, and pour out our hearts to him. God is a refuge for us. Lord, we thank you for speaking to our hearts today and helping us to walk in your ways and to be blessed. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. Amen. Amen. Well, I want to say a special thing to my aunt, Henry, over there in St. Kitts, and she's listening up at this time as usual. Isn't it? Good morning. Sure, we'll hear from you a little later today. So we're into the inspirational portion. So let us continue in that vein. Let's see. Elimat, what do you have here for us? And it's magic. Sing along. mentally yours. St. Kitts. Today's holiday in St. Kitts and Nevis is National Heroes Day. That holiday today. So the folks in St. Kitts are reveling. Today they had something at the National Heroes Park there over in Connery. I think they're going to be moving down to St. Paul's with a continuation. Well, we're still into the inspirational portion. We go all the way up until 10 o'clock. So who is next in line? Show your hands. Next in line for the blessings.
support him.
I know he'll live. I thank you for the things that you're ready to do.
Right in time. Well, we all been going through some storms, so let us see how much we can have the faith to ride over the storm.
Ready? Yes. Okay. Thank you. Heavenly Father, as we go about our day and throughout the week, help us to remember what you want us to focus on daily, trusting you at all times, pouring out our heart before you, perceiving you, God, as our refuge. Help us to be intentional and vigilant in seeking your face and strength in all dilemmas we may face in the week. Lord, we ask you to bless us all with your mercies and grace, favor, wisdom and understanding, clarity of mind, robust health, provisions, and peace. We thank you, Lord, for all your blessings and continually enabling us to walk in your ways and be a blessing to others for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. We want to thank you as usual for coming through here for us. And we're going to ask the Lord to fill us with spirit. And may we be full of his grace, his joy, peace. And we want to thank you. Thank you ever so much, Sister Kathleen, for coming through. We're going to end with one from the AA choir. There was Jesus. This one is one of Kathleen over there in the Virgin Islands. We love this one. There was Jesus.
Every time I try to make it on my own, every time I try to stand, start to fall, and all those lonely roads that I traveled on, there was Jesus. When the life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, I couldn't see it then, but I can see it now. There was Jesus. In the way, in the searching, in the healing and the hurting, like a blessing buried.
right here at the top of the hour, and I hope you would have truly enjoyed the interesting system of Leon. Tristan Donald came by to give an update of their surroundings, and we are really truly grateful for them. And for those who just stayed and listened, we do appreciate your presence. And of course, you can always get into the archives and listen to what you would have missed. Well, we're going to turn into sports, and some folks are going to just hop on in just for the sports as well. But if you're keen to stick and stay, you can stay, because Dennis is going to bring us up to speed. What CPL is here? Do we say tennis? Go. That's Leanne's girl. So I'm sure we're going to hear from Leanne talking about Coco. And we're going to talk about the 24th Grand Slam. You'll have that on tell. Perhaps Leanne Cardinal, someone will tell you. I don't want to be. They want to give you that good news, because much you say I'm the bearer of bad news, which is not true. Comes our way at this time, and who will be bringing this to us all the way from Southern Maine in his PJs? Leon, you're in?
Yes.
Come on
I'm
in. We have Leon and Dennis, both of you. Yeah.
Dennis, I do know what you had, but I prepared something. I'm going to start off this morning
come on
with the. I'm in. Okay, I'm start off with the women's CPL finals and Barbados Royal. They won that encounter. They scored 169 for 7 and defeated the Guyana Warriors by some 8 runs. Scores 169 for 7, Barbados, and Guyana, they were 161 for 8. And we had Kaylee Matthew was named the player of the match. What a super knock she had. And in the men's division, we had the Caribbean Premier League men. And the standings are Guyana Warriors, after playing 8 matches, they're on 13 points, followed by the Trinbago Knight Riders. They're on 13 points, though they have played a match more than Guyana. And the St. Lucia Kings are in third place with 10 points. And Barbados Royals, they're on 7 points, followed by the Jamaica Talawan. The top four will into the knockout stage. And just to bring you up to date as to what happened this week, the Jamaica Talawas played against the Guyana Amazon Warriors on Wednesday. Guyana won that encounter by some 7 wickets. On the 14th, Guyana Warriors played against St. Lucia Kings. St. Lucia Kings defeated them by some 7 wickets. Today's match is going to be Jamaica Talawas versus the St. Nevis Patriots. And just to mention that the Patriots, they have won their first match last week, and hopefully they will do the same today. Later on, Guyana Amazon Warriors, they will be taking on the Trinbago Knight Riders, and that is a match really to look forward to. All in all, we'll be bringing you all the details on these encounters tomorrow, and you should tune in to us. Australia on tour, South Africa. Australia won the T20 encounter 3-0, and presently on the ODIs, they are tied 2-2, 2 for South Africa and 2 for Australia. And the Asia Cup is really something to behold, because here Yeah, we find Australia, not Australia, but in the India, they are through to the finals. India on Tuesday beat Sri Lanka by 41 runs. On the 14th, Pakistan versus Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka won that encounter by 2 wickets. On Friday, the Bangladesh versus India. And here it is. Bangladesh beat India by 6 runs. Bangladesh out of the championship, and means that tomorrow India are coming up against Sri Lanka in the finals. And no, correct. India, Bangladesh total 265 for 8, India 259 all out. And tomorrow's final will be Sri Lanka versus India. Look forward to those matches. And folks, the Sri Lanka women are touring England in the ODI on the T20. Sri Lanka won that series 2-1. And presently, England are 2 love in the ODI standings. Just to mention something new, of course it's not new, but Liverpool are putting a whipping on Chelsea, as you might hear from my voice. When Chelsea lose, I feel bad. Liverpool, they're standing third, but let's tell you, the leaders are Man City on top. They're with 12 points, followed by Tottenham, 10 points. In third place, Liverpool on 10 points as well. With it, and then in the fourth position we have West Ham, and way down in the bottom of 13th are Chelsea. And just look forward, it's early stage yet, but when Chelsea loses, it's a sad feeling in my house. The U.S. Open women final, Coco Gauff, she beat Miss Sabalenka 2-6, 6-3, and 6-2. Congratulations, young lady. She earned a whopping paycheck of $3 million. And when I last looked, she was worth $11.1 million. And with this paycheck, that should bring her right up here with the best in the world. U.S. Open men, of course, you know Novak Djokovic. He beat Daniel Medvedev 6-3, 7-6, and 6-3. Congratulations. He has now earned his 24th Grand Slam, equal that of Margaret Court. And he's looking forward to win another match to be in top. Something new, Ivor, because the FIBA Basketball World Championship is being held in the Philippines, Japan, and Indonesia. And the dates will be from the 25th of August to the 10th of September. And there are 32 teams contending. And the final match, final standings are, the champions are Germany. The runner-up position is Serbia. In third place is Canada. And here is where the U.S. in fourth place. Are they still considered the World Cup or World Basketball Champion? Or World... No, because this is it. And then we have something new because the World Cup 2023 Rugby. And something is really coming through there. And it was held in France, and it began on the 8th of September and will run to the 28th of October. And there are some 10 matches, and they will be played. The 64 matches, okay, let's tell you what's going on here. But the most important thing, it's a very important tournament for you to follow. This will be something new, and they have played, of course, like I said, in France, and We're looking forward to see who will come out the winners. So that's my take so far, Ivor. It's a little catchy, but just something to chew on. And just, we have a bad maker.
No, we're having a week because, you know, the heavyweight comes in tomorrow to really put icing on the cake. This is just to give a little prelude for tomorrow.
Ivor?
Dennis, come on in.
Let me add to what Leon has so comprehensively given to us, one or two other areas. The West Indies on the 19th tour of Sri Lanka that was wrapped up this week. There were three ODI matches played. The West Indies on the 19th lost the series there by 2-1. Sri Lanka won two of the ODIs. West Indies youth won. There were two youth test matches played over 4 days each. Sri Lanka won one and one match was drawn. And the most outstanding news out of that tour is the performance by the young man, Jordan Johnson. I think he's out of Jamaica. He had 6 innings during the tour. He made 157 not out, 149, 52, 105, 14, and 18. So his contribution has been absolutely outstanding. 4 innings above, 3 centuries, 1 half centuries, and 2, 1 at 14 and 1 at 18. Young man by the name of Jordan Johnson out of Jamaica. He stands out, and at 19, I would imagine not very long, we'll be seeing him mixing it with the big boys, because just the way the Indian does it, I'm sure that they can find room for this young man to make it up into the seniors. The CWI has announced a squad of the West Indian ladies to tour Australia this winter, where the they'll play 3 T20s and 3 ODIs. And the what we didn't get earlier on was the soccer scores. There was some soccer from last weekend from the CONCACAF series, and I suspect that maybe those are well known. But for those who missed it, last Saturday, it was Antigua 1, Guyana 5. It was Bahamas 1, Puerto Rico 6, British Virgin Island 3, and Turk and Caicos Island 1. On Sunday the 10th was Martinique 1, Curacao 0, Guatemala 1, Panama 1, El Salvador 2, Trinidad and Tobago 3, Guadeloupe 4, St. Martin 0, St. Lucia 2, St. Kitts and Nevis 0. On Monday, it was Dominica Republic 3, Montserrat 0, Nicaragua 5, Barbados 1, St. Martin 2, Bonaire 1, Cayman Island 1, Aruba 2. On Tuesday, Jamaica 2, Haiti 2, Cuba 1, Suriname 0, Honduras 4, Grenada 0. French on the 12th, French Guiana 0, Belize 2, St. Vincent and the Grenadines 4, Bermuda 3, Guyana 3, Bahamas 2, Puerto Rico 5, Antigua Barbuda 0, Turk and Caicos 0, and Dominica 3. So those were the CONCACAF Nations League matches which played during the regular international weekend. today we have some Premier League matches on tap, which is Fulham against, I think, Liverpool just beat Wolves. I think the score was 3-1. Fulham's currently playing against Luton, Tottenham against Sheffield United, Man United against Brighton, West Ham against Man City, Newcastle against Brentford, and tomorrow it'll be Bournemouth and Chelsea, Everton and Arsenal. Sort of Monday, it'll be Nottingham Forest and Burnley. And the latest score in the CPL, Caribbean CPL, Jamaica Talawa is now 9 runs for the loss of 2 wickets. And we have the minor leagues. There are quite a number of matches in progress today or set to be played today and tomorrow. You know, like Manhattan Yorkers against New Jersey Cavaliers. This is a 10:15 match. East Bay against Silicon Valley Strikers. This is a 10:15 match in Santa Clara. We have Michigan Stars against Chicago Kingsmen at Tiger Park. This is a 2 p.m. start today. Philadelphia's against New Jersey Stallions. This is a 2:15 in Mercer County Park. And we have Seattle against Golden State at Santa Clara. It's a 2:15 start. Lone Star Athletic against Houston Hurricanes, Musa Stadium, 2:15 today. We have New England Eagles and Empire State. They played their match today at 2:30 p.m. at Gunville Cricket Complex, Fort Lauderdale and Morrisville. 6 p.m. today at Broward County. We have the Dallas Exoria Giants against Dallas Mustangs. And that's a 7:30 p.m. start in Grand Prairie. Seattle against Golden State tomorrow at 9:30. Chicago Kingsmen against Michigan Stars tomorrow at 10 a.m. Tiger Park. New Jersey Stallions against the Manhattan Yorkers, and that is at 10:15 tomorrow. And New England against Empire State Titans, and that is at 10:30 tomorrow, Glenville Complex. Houston Hurricane against Lone Star, and that's at 11 a.m. tomorrow at Prairie View. And Morrisville against Fort Lauderdale, 12:30 p.m. tomorrow, Broward County Stadium. And New Jersey Cavaliers against Philadelphia, that's at 2:15 tomorrow at Mercer. And the final match scheduled for the 18th, that's the Silicon Valley Strikers against the East Bay Blazers. That's on the 18th at Morgan Hill. So there you have it, a little comprehensive summary of most of the sports you will have this weekend, local and international. And this is it for now. The latest, let's see if I can find the latest score on the, the total is now 14-2. And that's it for me, Ivor. Back to you.
Okay, good. I was just going to get Donald to give us an update because she's over there taking some wickets for the Spirits. She got over them already. Donna?
Yes.
Donna Bay?
Hi.
You're taking some wickets over there for the Davis Patriots. What are they? Trying to be spoilers? But you can't spoil Jamaica because
that's
Jamaica.
Right. Yeah, you're going to start
you're
the
going.
Game to be the spoilers. So, they're trying to spoil Jamaica's chances.
What are the chances though? Because you seem to be, for example, cater, and you always come to. What is the feeling? Make those chances. Putting
yeah.
on the spot. Cater, come on in. Are they going to spoil Jamaica chances of going to in the top four?
It seems so. Because they don't out, so they want somebody out with them too.
Well, I am not too sure. Okay, well, let's just try to get out of this and yeah, we're gonna try to let's get out of sports and but there's no Hebrew day over in Sinkit, so I think we'll spend a little there. And I think Dennis Boss is up to speed, so I know Omel is feeling great with Liverpool over there. He gave some winnings there for the Liverpool. So Omel, I know you got a big smile face.
Mm-hmm.
So as we go along, we're gonna get some scores. Donna, Leon, and Dennis, we're gonna put that in it. But tomorrow, of course, we're gonna be in with every tomorrow. And a new program would have started last week and set to be continued this week. And Leon, let's know what's in store for tomorrow concerning a new segment that has been added to the program.
Yeah, we have, let me see here. Yes, we have a new segment that we started right after the Walter Henry birthday and anniversary hour. And we have get the ladies involved and they'll be telling something about right now we are focusing on the rules of the laws of the game. And tomorrow we shall have the pleasure of hearing from Donna. Looking forward to hear her. Last week we had out of England, our dear sister. Hyacinth Christian out of England, and she did a good job, and we anticipate that Donna is also going to be doing a great job. We don't want to disclose the topic. She will disclose it when she comes tomorrow, but listen out for Donna. Donna, are you ready? We are excited to hear you.
Yes, I am.
Your voice? Yes, indeed. Okay. So look out just after the birthday and anniversary hour, Walter Henry, Donna will be on. And we'll be glad to hear from us. So listeners, tune in, of course, 1-515-625-9850.
Okay, so that comes away after 7 o'clock in the p.m. tomorrow. And Donna is going to take each tomorrow. She's going to follow in the footstep of Highest in the UK. So, folks, I think that's a good way for us to get on out of sport here. And we'll have a little interlude, and then we'll come to birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this day. 10:45, we're going to have the Antigua Care. I think Cardinal is still not audible, so he's just giving us a listening ear here today. So we understand that COVID came a knocking, and he is trying to knock COVID out. So, Colonel, we really wish you all the best. Just heard from two. David is traveling, and he sends his best regards to all of us here, but especially for Colonel. I can read exactly what he said here. What did he say here again? David, good morning. I'm on my way to Mexico and need an update on Colonel. Hope it all is well. Say hi to the panelists. So, that's from David. At this time. So folks, I think that's a good way for us to just get on out of sports. Tomorrow, we're going to get it in full force, starting with the prayer and then the coach's corner. But there's anniversaries and events are in place on about for the week. But there's going to be for the entire week or the gonna come up about 10-2 or 5-2, or they will give you an inside edge and I've been told it's one you're not going to want to miss. You don't want to miss any part of the show. From 6 p.m. until 9 in the p.m. So, predict, don't be late. It's in its 13th year and going and getting stronger and better by the moment. Be reminded, it's the only show in all of North America. Cricket and more cricket. Sunday begins the week. You'll always hear it here first on the Cricket Show. So that's the end of sports. We're going to get to the bottom of the hour here. It's 10:26 in our neck of the woods. We know it's Heroes Day. It's a holiday in St. Kitts and Nevis. Independence Day is in 19, just around the corner. It's only next day again. I think that's Tuesday. So lots of holiday information. I'm happy to be here as well, enjoying some of it. All this is part of September celebration, and I've borrowed September from Leon and the likes. But into birthdays, when we get here, we're going to have a lot of talk about Dolly B's 95th birthday last evening. A good one. I can say that in all the. So, should we just break the sequence a little? Yeah, I think we should just play a song just to break the long and off. Let's get balanced. Go.
Smile, an everlasting smile, a smile for
happy
What a time, what a day. Woo, woo, woo. I can tell you, Donna, I'm going to bring you in on this one here because I have a surprise for you as well. I'm going to bring it right now. And I want to say a big happy birthday to Miss Tessa Howell, who is on the line with us. Tessa, your birthday, you're going to party like a rock star. You started it last night. You're gracious with your presence here for Daddy B's birthday. And it continues today. Today is officially the date. I'm not saying on a Sunday, but the date. It is your day, 16th February. Good morning, and how are you?
I am doing well. How about you? I feel so blessed to be alive today.
Very good, very good. And we are happy that you've graced us with your presence on this Saturday morning entertainment show. And Donna is going to want to say happy birthday to you. Those persons on. I'm sure they're going to say Tessa Howell. Leanne, she's a big one, you know. She's a big one. I'm not talking about size, no, you know. I'm talking about in a minute. You want the real estate to come and you talk to Tessa Howell. She'll get you around Sinkins Nevis, but more so Nevis. We talk about Alexander Hamilton. We're talking about Tessa Howell. Hamilton. So, Donna, go ahead and say happy birthday to things. I'll give you the honor and the pleasure first.
Hi, classmate Tessa. Happy birthday to you today. May you get to see many and many more.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I had the honor and privilege of enjoying some time with your mom and dad yesterday on his birthday. And it was such
and
a pleasure.
And also the day before, yes.
And the day before, yes.
So two days in a row, you would have spent some time with them. Thank you so much for entertaining them.
Yes. Well, you know what? They were my dad's best friend. And daddy always loved your mom and dad. You know.
Yes.
Next to my mother, your mom was the queen. And so.
Yes.
You know, it's always been a. Yeah, and I thought, you know, what would daddy have done? If daddy was here now, what would.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking that so many times recently because there's so much going on. But anyway, it's good to hear your voice, classmate.
Yes, it's good to hear you, my classmate. Hope you have the best of the day, and may the rest of your time be the best of your time here
Thank
on earth.
Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome.
I just want to make sure I'll get it straight. I'm only 16 today, so I got some time going.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you took the book, Lynn. Last week he was 28. So we go. I think we caught on to that one, Tessa. But Leanne is talking to you because Leanne is in great company. You're in great company.
You're so much later.
Leanne has the most birthdays. Leanne?
Yes. Hey.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, good morning to you. You know, Virgos are the best. No, let nobody tell you anything otherwise.
Absolutely the best.
Even
you know, I beg to differ, right?
Our man, and he particularly scheduled his wedding for September. Imagine.
Yes.
But that's good. He chose the best month to do that.
It is the best month. You know, I found myself one time thinking, so the 9th month of the year you conceive, and 9 months later you have to wait to see this wonderful little bundle of joy, and there's something special about time.
Christmas, baby.
Tessa, you only saying special about you. Tessa only saying 9 is special because you can turn it upside down. You can get out of it. Yes. I'm reading you loud and clear, Tessa. So there's a, on your day today as well. I know you're soon to be a national hero, but you're waiting your time. As long as it comes after El Comido, will it? And you're prepared to wait, I'll wait for yours as well.
Listen, I'm with you. I'm with you. I don't know what's taken the powers that be such a long time. Maybe it's because it's too big and huge for them to handle, but it's about time that we honor El Comido Willard. If my grandfather were alive, you would have heard him screaming, because El Comido was one that he mentored in cricketing. And so
it's
about time that he got his what's due. Ivor, I am so tired of going to funerals and hearing people say all of these things. And I often sit and say to myself, I wonder if the person in that box ever heard these things coming out of people's mouth before. Because we only know how to do it over somebody's dead body. We need to give people their flowers while they're living.
100% agreeing with you. 100%. While he's alive, I mean, come on. Because they're going to do it. Why not now? Why not now? 50 years since he would have played for the West Indies. He's 70 years of age. So do it in his 70th. It's the 40th year of the independence. You know, it falls for King Charles because Queen Elizabeth been of the knighthood. So let's get a first somewhere for the guy. Then continue in that vein.
If they can take a page out of the Nevis Cricket Association's book with the honoring did for El Comido Willard back a couple of months ago. It was awesome. And how much more joyous it would have been for us to be celebrating this honor bestowed on Mr. Willard today on Heroes Day. That needed to happen. I listened to the Prime Minister this morning message because I was expecting that I would have heard something said there, and unless I missed it, I didn't hear anything, and I'm hoping that somebody shakes him up today and he comes back on the radio later and say, apologize for his mistake and name him. It's not too late. It's even before 12 o'clock on the 16th, so he has time.
Well, the ceremony this morning where they visited the Heroes Park at Connery, I think they're going to head on to St. Paul's.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no one mentioned anything this morning, but there's a rumor going around about him and Kim Collins. I got a note this morning. It's a breaking news, throw a wrench in the hat of the Prime Minister, governors, whomever, by putting it out there. But nonetheless, we're here, but we're celebrating, and we're giving yours while you're alive, and you're live on the radio. I forgot to mention that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're giving you your flowers while you are alive. So,
well, thank you very much. I'm humbled. I'm not sure I'm deserving of that, but I'm humbled by it. Thank you so much. My dear friend, Ivor.
I'm going to tell you, you're assured now. So be assured that you're living of it. All of that and much more.
Okay.
So maybe I should, while you're on the line here, should play a song. What should I come up with here? Something that you would like. What can I play? You like slow music, reggae music, calypso music?
Strange, but one of my most favorite songs is by Luther Vandross, Dance With My Father Again. That song is so touching to me in so many ways. That's one of my most favorite songs.
Yeah, because at least if that was here, you would have been probably wanting them again.
You know I was a daddy's girl.
Yes.
Well, let me say not what.
Okay.
I am a daddy's girl.
You're still a daddy's girl. Okay,
yes,
well,
I am.
We're going to take this one up to the auntie here just for you. And then we'll come back to birthdays because we're going to take care of some stuff. So this one is especially for Tessa on her 16th birthday.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, to dance with my father again. Ooh. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. Cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I pray for her even more than me. I pray for her even more than me. I know I'm praying for much too much, but could you send back the only man she loved? I know you don't do it usually, but dear Lord, she's dying to dance with my father again. Every night I fall asleep, and this is all I ever dream.
A number online, and I'm sure it's going to be for you. 954-751. Good morning. Good morning.
Hello, good morning. Good morning.
Davis, good
Hello?
Morning.
Hello, good morning, everybody.
Yes,
good morning, everybody who's on.
Hello? You're loud and clear. Come on in.
Good morning.
Okay, you're kind of muffled, so. Oh, hi, Donna. Good morning. How are you doing?
It's Tessa.
Oh, hi, Tessa. Hi, Tessa. How are you? Enjoy your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Who am I speaking to?
Lynette, out of St. Kitts.
Okay, okay.
I know your voice. I don't know you in person, but I know your voice. I know your voice from all the radio stations, all the talk shows. Well, I hope you have a really good birthday. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from St. Kitts.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
okay.
You see, told you you're big, yes, you're large.
I'm in St. Kitts.
Your name is Lynette what?
Fox, F-O-X.
Lynette Fox, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, okay.
Yes. Yes, well, I hope you have a really good one. Make sure you enjoy it. These big birthdays now, anything after a certain age, you know, you have to enjoy it because you never know.
Well, you must tell Ivor that because I'm only 16. I got some time to go.
Oh, well, you know, I am stuck on 20. I'm stuck on 20 for the last 3 years, so. What did you say? You're 20 for the third time?
No.
Well, that's me.
No, you have it all wrong. Tessa has a 6 and a 1, I take it, why don't she put her numbers wherever and however she wants?
Okay, then. Well, after you pass a certain age, you can do that, yes. I'm really calling to say happy birthday to Daddy Brown. Boy, 95 is a good age, especially when you have your brain and your feet and your hands and you still can move around and still can socialize.
You missed the whole party last night. Tessa was here as well.
Yes, I did. I normally come over to the parties, but I couldn't come. I was a little incapacitated, as you would say, so I didn't come. But I'll see them anyway. Whenever I go over to Nevis, I'll see them. Don't worry.
Okay.
Yes. Okay,
well,
that's what I
call it. Tune in and say we still go until 12 noon. We are actually in the birthday hour. We want to take care of the Antigua Kia as well. Maybe we should just go ahead and finish the birthdays and then we do the Antigua Kia. Maybe we can do that. Birthdays are pretty long here. We don't have Cardinal with us. He didn't put on his clothes, sir, so he's a bit under the weather.
I was just about to ask about him because I didn't hear him come in. Morning, Cardinal. A special morning to you. Get better.
He's a bit under the weather. Let me see if I can hear. He's hearing you, but he's not audible at this time. For good reason. Tessa, you would have loved to hear Cardinal this morning, but he's a bit under the weather. Yes, he's a bit under the weather.
I hope he feels...
We're celebrating with you today, Tessa. So stay, don't go yet. As a matter of fact, let's start from here. For birthdays, anniversary, for September 16th, believe it or not, today is the 259th day of this year.
Wow.
So we start with some cricketers. For the West Indies, we have Barrington Brown. He's out of Guyana. England, we have John Stewart, Richard Alfred Young, Australia, John Tumble, Roger Woodley, Niroli Meadows, he's a sports journalist. In South Africa, we have Robert Graham, Dave Miller Pratt, and Pravan Daspande over in Nepal. We have Mr. Mala in Bulgaria. We have Kevin D'Souza, Uganda. We have Saud Islam. Again, in Sri Lanka, we have Asanka Gurashinha. Turkey, you see how many people celebrating birthday with you, Tessa? On this day, Turkey, we have Shamula Esan. Over in Scotland, we have Gavin Hamilton. We have in Qatar, we have Dimanj Patel. He is a Patel. We can't miss that. Canada, Cornelius Henry, got to be in there somewhere. In New Zealand, Susie Bates. We know her. She's up and still running. Bermuda, we have George Obrim. Italy, we have Himantha. The Chinese general and president of the Republic, he was born on this date. He was born way back in 1859, but died in 1916. James, from out of the Bible, Cash and Penny, they go together. You know who is he? Jason. He was born on this date. Tessa, could you imagine that? I know you go to American shopping, J.C. Penney's. I didn't realize. Didn't realize that he was born on this date in 1875. Fell short by 4 years. Realized that. Died in 71, born in 1975. He missed it. Okay, we have Bentley. That's W.O. Bentley, an English pioneer. He founded the Bentley's Motor Limited. No wonder he was a star. All these folks here. We have Lee Kuan. That's the father of modern Singapore and the first prime minister. He was born in 1959. He was the prime minister 1959 up until 90. He was born in 1923. He died in 2015. B.B. King, oh, we know him, the great American blues guitarist and singer. He passed away in 20. He was born. Date in 1925. The American actor, we have Peter Falk. He too was born this date. Here we go. Where did it go? The screen moved on me. All these are compiled by our very own Mr. Audley Watson, so I need to do him justice. Where did it go? You know it is when you're reading these fellows here. Okay, I think we're back. Rosemary Casal, that's an American tennis player. He was born in Ottumbo. She had 12 Grand Slams. That's in the doubles. And she's still alive. She's 75 today. David Copperfield, American, he turned 67 today. Tim Raines, American baseball, he is 64. And you have Mark Anthony, oh, that's a popular name, that's an American singer, actor. He was born today. J-Lo's ex-husband, he's 55 today. That's a young man, pretty young. Amy Folha, that's an American, an actress. She's Saturday in life. She turns 52 today. Nick Jonas, that's an American singer and producer again. The Jonas Brothers, they're very, very young, 31. In 1620, we have the English colonists out of the Mayflower. They set sail from the New World with 102 pilgrims and about 30 crew. They landed in America, where they founded Plymouth, Massachusetts. 40 men, including Bradford and Miles Standish, they signed the Mayflower Compact. In 1736, Daniel Gabriel Fahrenheit, Dutch-German, he an inventor and a scientist. He was very instrumental in making all of this happen. So he invented the thermometer and the Fahrenheit scale. He died 1810, a local revolt in Mexico was sparked by Miguel Heidegro Castella, parish priest who uttered the city of the again, just don't move on me. Yes. Okay, let me read that again. 1810, a local revolt in Mexico was sparked by Miguel Heidegro Castro of the city of Dolores, calling for the end of the rule of Spanish peninsulas, for equality of races, and for redistribution of land. In 1808, we have the carriage maker William C. Durant. He founds General Motors in Flint, Michigan. 1919, American Legend incorporated by an act of U.S. 20, the Wall Street bombing occurs at 1201 when a horse-drawn wagon exploded on Wall Street, New York, and 38 people were killed and 143 injured. In 1937, the Redskins NFL franchise, they played the first game in Griffith Stadium, and they defeated the New York Giants in the season opener. They scored 13-2. In 1919, the U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt, he signed Selective Training and Service Act, that's the first peacetime draft. 1941, Adolf Hitler, he orders that for every German, 100 Yugoslavs should be killed. Could you imagine? He ordered that 100 Yugoslavs should be killed. 1963, by Malaysia, Singapore, British North, Sabah, and Sabah founding father, Abdul Rahman. Don't understand this one too well. 1970, we have King Hussein of Jordan. He declared martial law following the hijacking of four international airliners. 1973, we have Buffalo running back O.J. Simpson. He rushes for a then NFL record, 250 yards in the Bills, 31-30, New England. 1974, U.S. President Gerald Ford, he announces conditional amnesty for the U.S. Veteran War. 1995, Papua New Guinea gain independence from Australia. That's a national day. So this day, they're celebrating as well, independence. 1978, Mohammed Zia-ul-Haq was proclaimed president of Pakistan. He died in an airplane crash some years later. 1991, the trial of former Panamanian leader Noriega began. 1996, first one-day international cricket match in Canada, India versus Pakistan in Toronto. So cricket in Canada. Ooh. 1996, show Judge Judy. Judge Judith Sheindlin premieres in the United States. She's still on, Judge Judy. 13, Paul Kagame, he wins re-election to Rwanda presidency in a landslide. 2015, in Pasco, President Michel Caro and other officials seized by presidential guards. And in 2020, Barbados Prime Minister Mayor Motley announces the country's intention to remove Queen Elizabeth II of seat and becomes a republic. And in 2021, the French President Emmanuel Macron says France has killed the leader of the Islamic State, Abu Khalid. Wowie. So there we have it, folks. Try to rush it through. The screen moved on me a little bit, but nonetheless, we got to with a few things. A few folks are celebrating with you today. We have another call here. Oh, this is Fillmore. Morning. How are you doing, sir?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, we're just we're into birthdays and we're now getting with.
You want the music for me?
Yeah,
you
I wanted to play the birthday song. Yes, I need for you to play. I need for you to play because we're doing the birthdays right now. So get on your piano and let's get the birthday song going here. We'll sing along with you.
Yeah, I'll get it right now.
There you go. This is specially for you, and he is in Florida, and he just played it on his piano for you.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Really nice.
Oh, wow.
That was Phil.
Phil?
Phil, say good morning,
yes.
Phil,
good morning. Good morning, Phil.
Good
that was
morning.
Excellent. Very sweet and and full of melody.
Yes. One more time.
I hope you taped it.
Huh? Repeat.
repeat.
Yes, if it's
repeat.
Nice, you do it twice.
Repeat. You have to repeat.
You want me to do it again?
Yes.
You want me to do it again? I did it again for you.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, so we get very talented.
Yes.
Well, sister, you have to give him a big thank you. You've been serenaded.
Very nice. Very, very nice. I mean, wow. Wow. Really nice. Thank you so much, Ivor. This is a beautiful birthday experience. Actually,
that's
I've never
what we do.
Of my birthdays.
Live on radio. Live on radio. You're getting it. Live and lively, and he's in Florida.
Oh, wow.
Thank you to have... We have a call coming here from California. I know this one, so you should hear it. It's early in California, and imagine you're getting a birthday here from Dennis, and Lynn is going to say something to you too. So, Dennis?
Well,
I know
yes,
you're over there.
Good morning to all our listeners, and of course, that special lady I hear on the who's celebrating her birthday today. I want to take this opportunity to offer you my heartiest congratulations, and as somebody said, may the best of it today be the best of it tomorrow, and of course, for the years to come. I want to take this opportunity again to wish you a very special and wonderfully happy birthday. Back to you, Ivor.
And while you're in, hold on, Tessa. While you're in, I want you to go and wish Daddy Franklin A. Brown a happy birthday. But doing it today on radio as well. He's 95.
Of course. I appreciate that opportunity once again because that's Donna's dad, I understand. And we all find, you know, Donna is very precious and dear to us on our programs, and we take this opportunity once more to wish her dad the very best, 95 and still going strong, and I want to hope that he can enjoy many, many more to come. So happy birthday to you, Daddy Brown. Back to you, Ivor.
Yes, and Lynn has bragging rights because Daddy Brown and Tessa, they're right in his month. So Lynn, come in and then test.
Yes, indeed.
And
indeed,
you can I think you're going to raise the hand. Go ahead, Lynn.
Yes, I think I have to utter the same sentiment as Dennis. And you know how I feel about people who are born in September. Even St. Kitts Nevis, they're celebrating their independence in September. So we are special. We are special. Just want to just say special birthday greetings. And after the fact, for Daddy Franklin Brown, he has been on the show, on Cricket Show, for a number of times as well. And I want to wish him well. Hope that he will live to see many more years of joy, happiness, and good health. And we treasure him. He has been an important
part in our history, and we hope that all goes well with him. Happy, happy birthday, Daddy Franklin Brown. And, of course,
okay,
I talked to Tessa before, so Tessa, never met you, but I've met your voice today. And as a Virgo, I always fall in love with people who are Virgos. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
I'm going to ask you to hold you. I didn't thank you now, but a big thank you, because we still have some calls. And Tessa, I know that you can raise the dead, because I tried with sledgehammer, saw, chainsaw. I couldn't get this gentleman, and you did it. Maybe it's because he's a pope. No, he's a cardinal. Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Ben, come on in. You're on the radio. You could wish something. Come on. I think you've muted yourself over there. Tessa said you came just for her and Daddy B, and I know that is the truth. Tessa, he's under the weather, but he woke up. And he's,
Well.
Maybe he wants to hear your voice again, because he's right there. Colonel, you're not coming too. Oh, you don't want, better say you don't call it, stay. When I said raise the dead, I didn't mean it like that, Cardinal. Okay. So I think that's where we're going. I'll give you a big thing, but he's listening up, but his voice is not there. You know,
okay.
I pull him in. I really pull him in. He must be saying, I don't want this voice to be recorded.
Hello, good morning.
Like this.
Hmm?
Good morning. With us? Are you
hello.
Some money? Yes. Okay. I'll tell you what. Until Cardinal has a pitchfork. You know, back in the days, when the pitchfork, where you have to tune it up, do,
yeah.
And everybody has to get in tune. Cardinal is trying. Kind of trying to get in tune, but I'm going to take care of something here. There's a don't go.
Debbie and Dawn have been with us for many months. Currently, we know that they are experiencing some problems and they've not been able to join us live as they have done in the past. However, they have a mission together with the Antigua and Barbuda Care Charity Group. Their mission is to help those in need. Debbie and Dawn, again, have not been able to join us as due to circumstances out of their control. Nevertheless, the goal that this charity group has supported is still very much in need of your assistance. There are many of our fellow citizens and families who would welcome your reaching out to help. Help with and by any means that you can. Food, clothing, materials, school supplies, and donation of money, even time, will go a long way to help. So we are encouraging you, our listeners, and others to pass the message on. Debbie and Dawn can be reached at Debbie Campbell, NYC. That's D-E-B-B-Y Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L, N-Y-C, at AOL.com. Telephone 845-820-6598. And Dawn, that's Dawn Curtin, that's K-I-R-T-O-N, Curtin 697 kirton@gmail.com. That's kirton697@gmail.com. Or telephone 785-554-5628. Or try 913-283-9741. Once again, we may not have Debbie and Dawn with us live, but their thoughts and their aim and their goal is to assist those in need. So we strongly urge and encourage you, our listeners, to reach out and render some assistance if you can. Thank you so much, and we are very grateful and indebted to you for your assistance. Back to you, Ivor.
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Dennis. And, of course, someone always needs a little bit of help, and these folks have reached out, and they keep reaching out to the best connect. Tessa Devine. But Tessa, I'm going to play this one here especially for you, even though we're celebrating that as well.
Okay.
Listen to this one really good and follow exactly what this gentleman is saying.
All right. So,
I'm so glad, baby. So glad that I didn't turn you down. I've watched you all these years, holding your head up high, just wanting to be someone. When all the fellows around, they didn't pay you no mind. How could they not look twice? They must have been blind. But I could tell from the start, you had love in your heart, and you wanted so much to let it go. Baby, you needed the chance to show a little romance. Now the table has turned, they're running you down. Baby, show it all. Show them what you got now, honey. Throw it all. Grab them cause you're hot now, baby. Let it all. Let them feel the heat now, honey. Show it all. You've got them at your feet now, baby. Ooh, it makes me feel so good. Whoa, now, I remember standing on the corner with the brothers hanging out, and they stare at every woman, but never at you. But I've always admired and had a silent crush on you. But how could I tell the brothers? They'd laugh and say it's not true. And they'd call you names I'm ashamed to repeat, and even say you're walking in your sleep. Now, then you disappeared and came back last year. Now the same guys are saying, oh, what a heat, baby. Show it all. Show them what you got now, honey. Throw it all. Bear them cause you're hot now, baby. Let it all. Let them feel the heat now, honey. Show it all. How could you look so well? The expression on their faces are guilty, you can tell. Now they're acting so friendly, everyone wants to be near. It's either they don't remember or they just don't care. They used to call you names I'm ashamed to repeat, and even say you're walking in your sleep. Na-na. Then you disappeared and came back last year. Now the same guys are saying, oh, what a heat, baby. Show it all. Show them what you got now, honey. Throw it all. Bear them close.
that's when you go in school walking with your head high, learning and this Tessie's high society and all that. And now, Tessie, you went away and you came back, show it off. That's a teaser, right?
You are too much.
Yes. Still trying to get my partner here. But he has not graduated as a pope as yet, so I guess he's just staying cardinal. So Tessa, it's really been a pleasure being with us. Tell us a little something. Into the segment where we have an open line, but I'm going to put you on this spot now. We started talking about Willett. Let folks know what's happening today at Heroes Park, what it's all about. And we have the national holiday comes up on Tuesday, I think it is.
Tuesday is Independence Day here, so we have another holiday in a couple of days. Today is Heroes Day, and today is NRP's Fun Day at the park, among lots of other activities that are happening on the island. But it's Boko Park, the top of Government Road, for those of you living abroad that may not have been back home in the recent years. Boko Park is right at the very top of Government Road, coming along the pump, and right across, almost across from Arlene's shop. And that's the place to be. I'm going to, when I get off the radio here around noon, I'm going to be heading down there myself to support the Nevis Reformation Party.
Okay. I'll be there. When I'm finishing here too, I'm going to head on in town and show my face in the place. And then this evening they have something at the Malcolm Gishard Park. Something singing there, some free concert, I understand, at 7 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes,
I know
7 o'clock.
Tonight, I'm not sure if this is the same one. Because I'm no longer a night bird like I used to be, but there's a big concert here tonight with lots of artists from Jamaica, Chris Martin, and
yes,
quite a few, and some of the
That's
leading
the same
band singers. I don't think
yes,
it's
same
at
one.
The Gishard Park. My understanding, and I stand corrected, it's at the Village, at the Culturama Village. It's up by the park.
Maybe Vida got it wrong because she's supposed to pick milk. So, but I know it's in town. They're the one who told me that. That's the line.
Yeah.
And Caroline is up here, cousin from Tinkett. So I said, okay.
That's going to be big. That's going to be big. And I'm sure a lot of the petitions will be coming over as well. It's free, Ivor. It's free.
That's the same one. Yes.
It's almost a mini music festival in Nevis tonight.
Sounds like it. That's what I was told. And
I think
I heard the advertisement with the guys advertising it to the singers, some of the singers.
Yes.
The same.
I'm not that good with who, but Christopher Martin is one of them. He is very well known. I'm trying to recall some of the other names that I've heard called, but some of the big artists from Jamaica are coming here tonight, are going to be here tonight. And so that should be a really nice production, especially when you can see these kind of artists live. Why not go out and enjoy yourself? And I hope everybody behaves
them. Well, I do. It'll defeat the purpose if they go out and behave like hooligans.
Petitions come across the water. I hope that everything is calm on the water today. We had a lovely rainy night. But today the sun is out bright and it's all of its splendor, and it's a very hot day again today. So it's a good day to be outdoors and just to enjoy yourself.
Yep. Let me see if this is it.
You don't know this, Berg. I'm here with Christopher Martin. He's performing here tomorrow at the National Heroes Day Freedom Concert. See, how are you feeling, my brother?
My brother, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling awesome. I'm very happy to be here. I'm very happy to be here in the company of awesome friends.
And this is not your first time. This is, hold on.
It's not my first time here in Nevis. kind of sign your first time. No. So the people know what they can expect from us. You know what I mean? We've been to the sister island, St. Kitts. They've seen us in action over there a few times. Mm-hmm. And we're bringing nothing short of that energy to me. Wouldn't you say?
Love that. Of course. I agree with you. So tell me something. What are some of the songs that you're bringing to the people that need this tomorrow?
Well, you don't know. Leave Piece of Business is on the top of the list.
Oh, my. One of my favorite. Yes. One of my favorites. That is one of my favorites.
You should definitely do one.
Anything else?
Well, you know, some of them post up for cheating, but you know, I don't really cheat. But I've seen songs about him today.
We don't do those things.
Come on,
I know that. Yes.
We'll be singing, you know, the cheaters anthem. I really love him. You know, the mothers will be out, so I definitely have to do Mama. How about you?
Oh, my God, that is... you know, people definitely... You know, I know people are looking forward to that one. You know, hopefully...
They're looking forward to Soul Provider as well.
Oh, my God, that is on the list as well. I'll be doing that song, My People and Needs. I'm looking forward to that. You know, and just sharing this stage with this wonderful brother right here. This is my brother, Nevis, and I promise you, tomorrow is going to be beautiful. It's this is my second time here. This is your
second time as well.
See there? So, it's going to be absolutely amazing. You know, we're looking forward. It's going to be a great show. It's always a joy when we perform at the same venue, on the same stage, and especially performing our songs together. So, we're looking forward, man. It's going to be absolutely amazing.
Come out in all the numbers. Come out in the thousands, the tens and thousands. It's going to be great. It's going to be amazing. Christopher Martin alongside my brother, Romeo.
Yeah. Jamil is here as well.
Yeah.
He's going to be performing.
Yeah.
Who else? Yes. Claudia.
In Flames is going to be here in Claudia Peters, right?
Yes, Claudia Peters. So, Jano.
Oh, can you...
Yes, that's the same one, yes.
Yes, Ivor.
Yeah, that's the same one.
Oh. Ivor, I expect you to be on your best behavior tonight.
Why did it best? You said best behavior?
No, I said best behavior. I'm sorry, I was eating something.
Oh, you were eating? Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I expect somebody like Lynette and Murchis to say that.
I don't know why you would even think of the word breast in this conversation, but
Friday
you know.
Do on this show, on the entertainment show, is the most awesome show on a Saturday. So I was listening. My left ear was closest to the speaker, and that's the one that gives trouble sometimes.
Okay.
He had the gentleman who came up to me. Since I came, Nevis here, Nevis, by the way, for the folks think I'm still. Coming live from the mainland. No, I'm in this coming live. So Tessa, I got in here. It's a true story, so let me begin it by that. And I'll tell you what those true story mean once I started like that. I came in and I walk in on Main Street and a guy came up to me and he said, listen, I want you to loan me $3. I came to the left ear. I said, boy, I can't hear things in this ear. So tell me what you have to say in the other ear. So he said, I want you to loan me $100. I said, wait. Come back over in the $50 ear. Remember, I didn't hear things in the $50 ear, but when he went up, I said, no, you got to come back over in the $50 ear. So that's why I heard the wrong thing. I was listening with that wrong ear.
Ivor Henry, you know what about it?
Is Margie told me to say that? Where is she?
Well,
where did she go?
People say the damnedest thing, so anything is possible.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah, Marjorie's keeping away from all of the celebrations, but she is so kind and loving. Marjorie, say hello to Miss Tessa Howell. Tell her while she's alive. She just said it. Do not say anything over a casket, over a dead body, because the person can't respond. We don't know if they can hear, but I have not heard anybody responded when they lie in a casket. Just say good morning, Marjorie. Leave the birthdays to me. I don't want you to say anything about birthdays, Marjorie. Good morning, Marjorie. Where did she go? Miss Marjorie Nesbitt. I didn't even hear it from her either. What? Okay. So, Dennis, what's on your mind? I mean, I know you always have something. Just stick and stay with us. We always have something to talk about here. Events. We still have another half an hour.
I think.
Yes.
We had that speech from Ketanji Brown Jackson last night at the 60th anniversary of the bombing by the Ku Klux Klan down in Alabama, where four young black ladies were, you know, minors at the time, were killed. And she went back to Alabama, Ketanji Brown Jackson, and called out some of the and left for words to describe some of the things that are going on with regards to people, you know, black Americans. You know, the situation in Florida in particular, where suddenly history is being thrown out the window and black people are being made to feel that they have, by slavery, she called out the fact that it has taken more than 160 years after more than 100 plus appointments to the Supreme Court. It's taken all these many years for the appointment of one black woman to the courts. She was very eloquent, and of course she had a lot of insights and encouragements for black people, as well as admonitions for what's taking place in American society today. So for those of us who, or those of you who didn't hear the speech, you might be able to find it on YouTube with Ketanji Brown Jackson and Alan. And I encourage you to try to see if you can read it for yourself, because there are a lot of words of wisdom and gem in there. Things today are not exactly very rosy when it comes to how black folks are being treated in the United States at the moment. And we're hoping and looking for big changes. You know, there's police who actually allegedly murdered that young man after stop. That was definitely unwarranted, and he was brutalized and murdered, and those police got together and lied through their teeth about what took place. These are the things that are coming out. These are the recent happenings. And so, you know, we encourage you strongly to stay abreast, stay ahead, keep your eyes and ears open, because sometimes things happen and they don't always happen in broad daylight. They do happen in the darker times, and it only takes some vigilance and determination to get them out into the light. So once again, you know, I encourage you to be vigilant. Stay on top of things that's happening. Don't roll over and pretend that it doesn't affect you, because what others do does affect you and your family and your life in particular. So, Ivor, I really, really appreciate the opportunity to, you know, at least remind, you know, our listeners that the fight did not stop at the end of the civil rights gain achievement in the 60s. Those achievements are now being rolled back mercilessly. And there are a lot of things that we as listeners and as, you know, panelists and so on can do to try and turn this back and move forward. History of black folks in this country should be taught, and should be taught, you know, with all the ferocity that it deserves. Racism and slavery was not good for black folks in America, but it was, of course, American society benefited from it. And yet now they're trying to turn the clock back. And because they don't want their feelings to be hurt, they want to throw out all the suffering that they have heaped upon black people of black color in this country. Ivor, that's it from me.
Yes.
Back to you.
Yeah, thank you for that. And thanks for that reminder as well. Like I said, senseless killing, but it's treated, like I usually say, from the top. So it isn't done by design. But folks, we have to take care of Omel over in the UK. We have to play two calypsos for her. Tessa, we would have given you some soft. But Omel over in England and Murchis, we don't hear the end of them if we don't give them at least two calypsos. But
Ivor?
Then, come on.
No, I was just bringing your attention to the fact that we never announced the death of Denise Plummer. I don't know if you remember her passing a few weeks ago.
Yeah, her passing was a while back. Yeah, I think we would have said a few weeks back.
Okay.
The burial would have come and gone, I would imagine.
Okay.
It was quite a while now since you would have passed, and we mentioned it.
Okay.
So I was saying, maybe heaven help mankind. Let's see from King Shorchard, based on what Dennis would have just said here. Heaven help mankind. So Omel, I just to you.
Ivor?
Come on in.
May I ask permission to exit the show now? I have to another time frame I have to meet. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. Well, we're happy that you came through on your birthday. So do enjoy the rest of the day. But we take the whole month here on the show. So we should take the whole month to celebrate. I sure I'll see you soon. You say you're not doing the night thing, but I'm gonna see you at the park. You say you're gonna go to at the top of Boko Park.
Yes.
Okay, I'll see you then. Okay, thanks.
Okay,
bye bye.
Your beautiful wishes. Thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome. So says all of us. Thank you from all of us. Okay, let's see if this one is fitting for what Dennis just said here.
This is a special prayer. Lord, I am asking you to bless my nation, bless my brothers and sisters, and protect them from the evil hand.
Sitting on my boat and drinking, all alone and thinking, I felt a sudden urge to bear my soul. In this world we are living, damn ludicrous, what's happening? Pictures of the helpless victim make me blood run cold.
Affairs is cause for concern. Something must be wrong. Why mankind hate each other?
Something must be wrong.
So many millionaires on this earth together.
Something must be wrong.
We build bridges over miles of water.
Something must be wrong.
Is there no bridge to peace, my brother? Man like a sailing ship, drifting without a sail. Destined for disaster. Last year, it's some radical I am asking you to protect my
That makes you die and cry. calamity. The problems multiply. Sometimes you feel like giving up, but somehow you keep hanging on. Trouble starts and never stops all through the night. Good Lord, I feel mad. And then you hear your granny say, you must have fed my son. Each night you go to bed, you pray, hoping for relief to come. In the ghetto I was born. In the ghetto life must go on. But poverty don't mean crime and violence. You have to change the environment. In the ghetto I grew up, where hunger is part of life. But poverty don't mean hating your fellow men. We've got to change these bad conditions. We have got to change for the benefit of our children. These are your lives. Elusive goals in view, wondering just why you were born to suffer the way you do. Paddling to keep your head above water, holding on to your good name. Sometimes you wonder why, Father, when life remains the same. But you know, giving up will never solve the problems we face. And I wish everyone will consider to help and fight off this race. In the ghetto I was born. In the ghetto life was born. But poverty don't mean crime and violence. We've got to change the environment. In the ghetto I grew up, where hunger is part of life. But poverty don't mean hating your fellow men. We've got to change these bad conditions. We have got to change for the benefit of all our children. Nobody lay life in the ghetto.
This is Kingston's short shirt. The message there that came right after Dennis's commentary. And Donna, you've got a call for us just before we get out from here.
Yeah.
Jamaica. Please.
Jamaica, they're 173 for 7.
One 173, you said? 17?
173 for 7.
Wow,
one ball to go.
Yeah, they got up there. Somebody made
177.
So
177 for 7. They finished. Over finished. No, one more ball to go.
173
for 7.
Yeah.
We have
Jamaica did well.
Green and
they
Fabian Allen at the crease.
That's the question we have. When Allen was the best.
You could tell me if anything is on this.
Is that
anything? Check it, tell me if there's anything on it.
Okay, well, we're just about 10 minutes away from closing this this episode here for this Saturday morning entertainment. And final word here. Like I said, Cardinal is with us, but you know, he's not audible, still trying to maintain the standard in terms of casting standard, I should say, in terms of vocals. Mortis was in the back there, but it's a little too late now, Mortis, to come in. We're not bringing you in on the birthdays, but a high end hello. So, Lynette, stick with you, because what's the atmosphere like in St. Kitts at this time of day? One living hero, but we're honoring the dead men for their work when they lived on Mother Earth. What's normally the happenings on Heroes Day?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Okay, go ahead.
Well, they had the parade. They had a parade at the Heroes Park. Had some ceremony over there. So that's done. And I guess everybody's going to go to the beach and picnic or whatever. I don't know. To me, it's kind of low-key, but we'll see. I'm saying that from my house, eh? I'm not saying.
So, what about the St. Paul's Inn? I remember...
I don't know if they're going to have anything there. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. All right, then. Well, let's gonna wish the St. Kitts Nevis.
Nevis had all the action.
I stayed there.
I didn't even know there were concerts over there.
Yeah, that was sent to me, and I gave the wrong information, yeah, saying Malcolm Bishop, but
so
it's at some other park there.
That means it's going to be very crowded. A lot of people going to be there.
It's for free, and they're already, these guys have popular songs.
It's free, so a lot of people, it's going to be crowded.
Well,
anyway.
Rita, my sister's supposed to pick me up, and we go there.
We hope everybody will behave themselves and go out and have a good time.
Well, I put on my running shoes then, just in case.
All right.
Yeah, well, let's say goodbye, because we have about 7 minutes to just end the show. So, Lynette, we'll start with you.
All right, well, I listened to the show from the beginning. Just want to wish everybody a good holiday. Behave yourselves. Go out and enjoy yourselves in the clean. Have some nice, clean fun. And we also have another holiday coming up on Tuesday. So everybody just need to enjoy themselves and enjoy the holiday. All right.
Yeah, I'm going to come across the waters on Tuesday for the holiday, because I think all the happenings are happening in St. Kitts. That's my understanding.
Oh.
Yeah, they're having something at the government house, I understand too, some function, whatever they have over there with the governor, Dame Marcella. That's happening, so. I don't know. Okay. We'll have time to find out. Okay, William, will you?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here, Ivor.
We're closing on. Yeah, we're closing on.
Okay. Yes, another great show. I enjoyed it immensely. And I hope everyone has an opportunity to, who have had an opportunity to hear it, would have enjoyed it as much as I do. Just want to say hello to Cardinal, wish him well as he travel the course of recovery. And just to invite our listeners to be with us tomorrow from 6 until 9 on The Cricket Show. The number is 1-515-605-9850. The number again, 1-515-605-9850. Or on Blog Talk Radio, www.thecricketshow@comcast.net. Thanks again, Ivor. Have a blessed day to all.
Okay, thank you, Leon. Thank you. Of course, okay. I'll finish mine. Dennis, come on in. Thank you.
All right. Just to add to,
don't forget.
Yeah, just to add to what Leon said, the cricket show tomorrow at 6:30, where we'll get into the nitty-gritties of the Asia Cup final, the ICC Player of the Month, New Zealand and England, Australia and South Africa, and of course those minor league matches being played today. We hope we'll have some results for you tomorrow. So don't forget, set your dial. Remember, join us tomorrow every Sunday on the Cricket Show 6 to 9 at www.blogtalkradio.com/thecricketshow. Thank you, Ivor, and back to you.
Yes, thank you. Let's see if Matris is audible. She went away for a little bit there for a while. Matris? Are you in a position to speak? If you are, I'm going to leave your mic open.
Okay, I'm here. Saying enjoy the rest of the day. And Mr. C, I'm still praying for you, and I hope you get better soon, sooner rather than later. And everyone, it's a pleasure listening, hearing you guys on the radio, and do enjoy this Saturday, tomorrow, and the rest of the week. Take care.
And give Mama Bubsy our love. And I spoke to you earlier this week, and you said I'm messed up again or something like that, right?
That what?
You had said something about her foot.
Oh, I said she's not walking properly. She still has
not
problems
walking.
Right.
Right. I remember you said something like that.
She's upbeat in spirit. But
very
her
good.
Prayers still. So thank you guys for all the prayers that you're sending towards our family. Thank you very much. God bless.
Yes. All right. And let her know I went and visit my good friend and her friend, your friend, Teacher Drake
yes.
Ward. So let her know. I'll do it again shortly.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay.
Have a good day.
We are just about done here. Mr. C would have heard you, but it said his mic too is open for the next 2 minutes just before we would have headed out of here. So then again, folks, as usual, on a Saturday morning, we find it in our hearts to come here to wake them up and to keep their company, because, of course, you could be doing a lot of other things. In Dennis' case, he could be sleeping a little longer, but he stays in his PJs and grace us with his presence, and we are very happy for that. As usual, we'll always ask you to bring along someone new coming, and those who would have missed it, we encourage you to ask them to get into the archives and see what they would have missed. And then we can always say they didn't really miss it because they would have heard it. Again, we're going to ask that Cardinal get full recovery, not just a quick recovery, but full recovery, so we can hear him. His fans have been asking, and since I'm not a scientist, I just have to take his word. He said he's getting better, slowly but surely. But let's hope it's not like global China. So, Colonel, my brother, we're hoping that all will go well with you. At least we'll have you for next Saturday, if possible. And then some. It's independence. We know your son would have celebrated a 9-1. 9-1-1 is not always a good time. You have your own 9-1-1. But keep your head above water. Tomorrow again, as Dennis would have told us, we're going to be on with the cricket show. Liam would have said it also, from 6 o'clock. until 9 in the p.m. Until then, for those in the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis, as I would have said and asked and urged that you will behave yourself to go through the activities, and we have got, what, some 21 deaths already. That's not a good thing. So, may the rest of the day be the best of your day. Ivan Henry signing off. It was truly a pleasure bringing the show to you as usual.
You are the God of wonders.
You are the God of
wonders. You are the God of wonders.
Phil, are you in the position? We are sending off Phil. You have the last word, Phil. Phil, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, we're signing off. Just say goodbye quickly in 10 seconds.
Yeah, I wish you all the best, everything you wish yourself. And it is nice. I'm late in getting on the program because I'm taken up with a lot of things that are happening here. And my sister is
so long. Come on, y'all, help me say it.
All of you.
Okay. Yeah, we stopped streaming and the music came up on you there, Phil. Sorry. So you can finish your sentence, Phil, just before we officially signed. Okay, well.
Goodbye, y'all. Everybody raise it up. You are the God of miracles.
right, folks, well, here's where we're going to be ending this live for today. May the rest of the day be the best of your day. Be blessed. Ta-da.